American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Fox News reports Democrat Representative Lloyd Doggett of Texas became the first elected Democrat to call on President Joe Biden to withdraw from the 2024 presidential race, saying the president failed to defend his record and reassure voters that he's the man for the job during last week's debate. Acknowledging Biden's accomplishments for his party, Doggett said in a statement today that many Americans have indicated dissatisfaction with their choices in this election. A new USA Today and Suffolk University poll puts former President Donald Trump ahead of President Biden, showing the debate impacted President Biden's numbers. Here's Fox's Jackie Heinrich.
Biden and Trump were tied last month at 37% each. And since the debate, Trump has edged out Biden now 41-38%. But the Biden campaign is reportedly looking at internal polling that they have shared with some media outlets showing the two candidates are virtually unchanged from where they stood in May. Biden is behind Trump by a single point, 46-45. That is consistent after the debate. However, it's really something when you consider the campaign's touting internal polling that shows the president losing to Trump.
Phil Klein, associate professor of law at Liberty University School of Law and former Kansas Attorney General, gave his thoughts on the Supreme Court's presidential immunity decision given yesterday. He made the comments on Washington Watch.
Well, they basically reinforced a longstanding notion of the separation of powers in the United States, and basically stating that a president, in the exercise of his constitutional and statutory responsibilities, needs to be immune from zealous or overreaching oversight by the other branches of government, including that of Congress and even the courts, as well as a prosecutor who might take a law and try to weaponize it against the president.
He said presidents couldn't make needed decisions if the threat of prosecution hung over their heads.
It's fascinating then to look at the position of the Biden Justice Department in this case, because they essentially said that the president's not immune from anything that could be considered a crime. And right now, if you look at how the Justice Department is interpreting laws, almost anything could be a crime. And that the Justice Department said that we ought to consider the motive of the president in determining whether it's a crime.
He said Biden has been told by the Supreme Court that his loan forgiveness program is illegal, yet he persists in trying to do it. And under the current legal view of the Justice Department, he could be prosecuted. He went on to say that it's insane how the Democrat Party is willing to interpret the law to target its enemies. A federal judge is blocking the Biden administration's pause on new permits to export liquefied natural gas after 16 Republican-led states sued the federal government, claiming it exceeds its authority in denying those permits. Here's Fox's Grady Trimble.
This ruling from the judge temporarily blocks, for now, the Department of Energy's pause on new liquefied natural gas export permits. More than a dozen Republican states challenged the ban. They argue the DOE failed to consider their concerns about the impact on national security, state revenues, employment opportunities, funding for schools and charities, and pollution allegedly caused by increased reliance on foreign energy sources. The judge agreed, also questioning why the department had to pause approval in order to review the permitting process.
The Storm Prediction Center says scattered and numerous damaging thunderstorm winds, a few tornadoes, and occasional large hail appear most likely this afternoon or early evening over parts of southern and central Iowa, northern Missouri, and northeastern Kansas. There is an enhanced risk, a level 3 out of 5, of severe storms across parts of southern and central Iowa, northern Missouri, northeast Kansas, and southeast Nebraska. Tomorrow, severe storms are expected across parts of the Ozarks and Ohio Valley and portions of the northern and central plains. And that will do it for news at this hour. Find more news at afn.net. We do appreciate your listening. For American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton.